Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is the second recording of the Music of the Soul Sufi teachings on the explanation of al-Wazifa, where we're picking up on page 276, which actually is the beginning of the actual chant itself, the actual prayer itself. So we'll begin with the Fatiha, and then we'll dive right in. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alaminir rahmanir rahim. Maliki yawmiddin. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا صراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. I say, I take refuge in Allah from the devil who should be stoned. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم صل وسلم. In the name of Allah, the Merciful, the Compassionate, O Allah, send your blessings and your peace. Allahumma salli wa sallam bi jami'i shuni fi zuhuri wal butuni. O Allah, send blessings and peace in all the affairs of the revealed and the hidden. Know, my beloved, and may Allah expand your heart, that when the believers are ordered to send their prayers and greetings to the generous Prophet through the words of Allah, exalted is He, then Allah and His angels send their blessings upon the Prophet. O you who believe, send your prayers and your greetings to Him. God and His angels bless the Prophet. O believers, do you also send blessings to Him and pray Him peace? Inna Allaha wa malaikatahu yusalluna 'ala nabi. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Surah Al-Ahzab 33:56, with a footnote. Sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Continue in the way of the peace to reach the station of complete surrender. When the people make salam and taslim, it is not really for the Prophet, may the blessings and peace of Allah be upon him, but for themselves, the believers, because they ask Allah to put them in this station to understand the truth of the Prophet. And this is the order from God. When they follow this order, they reach what God wants, to be in the station of At-Tazlim, like the Prophet Ishmael and his father Ibrahim, peace and blessings be upon them. The prayer from the believers is asking. It's the asking for Allah to glorify the Prophet. May the blessings and peace of Allah be upon him and upon his family. What is requested of Allah in the material world of Al-Dunya is for remembrance, the raising high of his name, the manifestation of his religion, and the preservation of his law, the Asharia, and in the hereafter, the bestowing of rewards upon him, so that he can be the intercessor for all of his community, and so that his virtue and goodness may be made manifest through the most praiseworthy station, Al-Maqam Al-Mahmud. Understand that this does not mean that the blessings of the believers on him can, of themselves, bring about all that has been mentioned above, because the believers are not, in truth, able to glorify the Prophet. May the blessings and peace of Allah be upon him and upon his family. The only one who has the power to do so is Allah. Exalted is he. My master, Abd As-Salam ibn al-Mashish, means the same thing when he says in this noble prayer, and we cannot know what befits him of respect and glorification. وَلَا نُدْرِكُ مَا يَلِكُ بِهِ مِنَ الْإِتْرَامِ وَتَعْلِيمِ. With this footnote, the author of the Wazifa is Sidi Abd As-Salam ibn Mashish, who was the guide of Sidi Abu al-Hasan al-Shiduli. The Wazifa was transmitted to him by revelation from the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings upon him and all who follow. If the blessings from Allah, exalted is he, is the mercy, then the Prophet, may the blessings and peace of Allah be upon him and upon his family, is its source. For this Allah, exalted as he, said, we have not sent thee save as a mercy unto all beings. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَكَ إِلَىٰ رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ Surah Anbiya 21:107. And the footnote here is, the way of Muhammad is the inner path of the spring of mercy, Al-Ayin Ar-Rahman, the limitless spring or eye, which never ceases its outpouring of the mercy to all the worlds. It's the source of the divine, luminous wisdom from which the guide nourishes the student. And at the same time, the mercy is to give bread to those who hunger for bread, and also to give the veil of the dunya to those who could not live without it, because without this veil they would turn to water. The mercy to those who live on the outside comes down in the form in which they can receive, but to go from the outside to the inside of the mercy, one must go through the spring of the mercy, the Prophet, alayhi salam, and after the Prophet to the guide, who is the perfect man, being the bridge to Allah. As you begin to follow the path, you travel from station to station, and as veil after veil is lifted, you begin to see the face of your beloved Allah in every face of existence. This is the way you return to the source, the deep secret essence of truth, which is all-pervading At-Tawheed, the unity. He, may the blessings and peace of Allah be upon him and his family, is the source of the mercy which encompasses everything. In the reality of the order, there is nothing either manifest or hidden except the Muhammadan reality. This is the ink which with which the letters of the names of things are written. It's the primordial matter in all created things. No one realizes this except the one traveling on the path of Muhammad, on the path which is the most praiseworthy, Al-Ahmadiyya. The people in their state of being veiled from his noble reality are of different categories according to their beliefs and sects, schools, and convictions. The meaning of the words of our Master, O Allah, send your blessing, is unveil to me the mercy which is the Muhammadan reality upon which everything is built up. Unveiling means revealing, and this means reveal to me this special truth which exists both before the asking for it to be revealed and after. The footnote here is, unveiling means revealing. The Arabic word here for unveiling, al-mukashfat, denotes the presence of the spirit, the asir, meaning the secret, in the domain of actual vision. It is defined as revelation or unveiling, while the presence of the veil, al-hijab, denotes a state of being shut off from view. And this is from Kashf al-Muhjab al-Hujwiri. For this, the meaning of the prayer, which is the mercy, is the asking for continual witnessing of the ranks of existence, and for the bringing out of this witnessing from its state of being in relative non-existence, and not from its state of being in true non-existence, because in the reality of the order there is in truth no existence other than the Muhammadan reality. Likewise, the meaning of peace is the granting of safety from being snatched away and from being returned to relative non-existence, but not to true non-existence, where it's impossible to return to true non-existence. Because once the mercy of existence is in a thing, it will never leave it. Here's another footnote. To return to the reality of non-existence means that one's individual existence perishes, al-fana, to live only in the existence of Allah, the absolute reality, which is the true peace that every soul yearns for. There is nothing left to be destroyed, since everything has perished in the absolute oneness of God. It is impossible to return to the reality of non-existence without the guide to take your hand. For those people living in the relative world of shadows, the al-alam al-nizbi, the impossibility of the return to the absolute is from Allah's mercy to them. Otherwise, they would turn to water. This does not contradict the mercy traveling through states, because all states are from the spring of mercy. What is asked for from the prayer is the witnessing, and from peace, the continuity in all matters, the bijamiya shu'uni, meaning in all states, in all their forms and parts of what is revealed, fi thuhuri, meaning the relatively hidden, compromising the world of the subtle, or the invisible world which is revealed through the reality. But all affairs are manifest to Allah, mighty and exalted is He, the affairs of the barrier or world of the interval, the al-barzakh. This is a footnote. After a person dies, his spirit, his ruh, goes and begins to travel back to where she came from, to another world, not subtle, al-latif, not gross, al-khatif, but to the world of al-barzakh. When the soul walks, she is faster than the speed of light, but the first sky is 500 years away, and every day of these years is like 1,000 years, and the barzakh is the world of the barrier between life on this earth and the first sky of 7 skies. The student of this way can travel now not after he dies. Question. With such a distance to travel, how can we make the journey even when we are on the earth? And the answer is, to know who you are. Question is, why does the journey through the Al-Barzakh take this time? And the answer is, every soul is unique as every person is different. For example, you have a soul which lives in your body and moves, not by you personally, but by the order of God behind her. You see that some people clean all of these 99 qualities before they die because they walk in the way of the truth of Allah, but others live in the darkness and make war and are not polite and do not walk straight. So much grossness, katif, comes to their souls. And for this reason, when you want to make gold, you put it in the fire. This is an example of the person who has cleaned his soul. He cuts the time of his traveling through outer Barzakh. The journey of Al-Barzakh is for the cleaning of the soul. And for the person who knows his beloved well, there is no death for him and no Barzakh. And for this reason, the Prophet alayhi salam said, die before death and be born after, that to be born again now in the new life, then you can know me well. The Salik walks the journey through this life and goes through the Barzakh now, not after his death. The Barzakh is between the first word of Al-Mulk and the second of Al-Malakut, the person who does not know himself well. Back to the text. The affairs of the barrier or world of the interval, the Al-Barzakh, for example, are revealed to its people, but are hidden from the people of the lower material world, the Al-Dunya. And in this manner, all other affairs and matters in every rank and in every station accordingly. The revealed affairs can be known through the outer senses, and the hidden affairs through the inner senses. But what is needed for the completion of understanding is a continuity of witnessing through all the ranks of existence. And that brings us to page 278. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.